Here's Otto in Long Island on the fan. Hi, Otto.
Hey, how you doing?
Otto. How are you today, lovely?
What's happening, Otto?
Good, man. Good, big fan of you. So I have a couple of points here. First, I'm going to begin with the fans. I think it's all our fault to begin with. We put these players and these franchises on a pedestal, and we keep spending money on them. Like myself, I just got
a... Let me ask you a question, Otto. Do you appreciate an attractive woman?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so if I said to you from now on you have to make love to a big fat girl who's got mustard on her ass, would you say yes to that or no?
Absolutely not.
Of course. So that's the same deal. The NFL is the attractive girl. It's not our fault that we love the NFL. Listen, if you want to watch the UFL or watch them play in Canada with 90-yard wide end zones, go ahead. But you and I both know you're not going to do that because that's a fat broad that eats you out of house and home. You understand?
I'm just telling you right now, they're going to get a deal done. And I think it will be done, you know, first of all, what I would do is I would extend maybe for 2 more weeks, kind of like Congress did, you know, keep the government afloat for 2 more weeks.
A little grace period.
A little grace period.
I'm with you 100%.
Cool down, go back and see if you can figure something out. And then, you know, when guys like John Mara are in the room, I think that's significant because I think he is a highly respected man in the world of the NFL. I think his players that play for the Giants respect him. I think they respect the legacy of the Mara name in the NFL. And when he becomes a part of the negotiations, because I do believe he bridges the gap between old guard owner and new guard
owner. That's the hope. That's why he's there.
Right, exactly. I think that a guy like that can get something done. So it's not about me or anybody else.
You
it's
hope
about
so.
Guys like John Mara who will hopefully have a cooler head will
yeah,
prevail.
And I don't know. Listen, obviously there's a lot of respect for the family. I'm not sure John's relationship with the other owners.
Yeah, but I will tell you this. You know, if I'm John Mara, you know, I walk into the owner group and say, listen, guys, it was my dad who allowed revenue sharing in the first place, who gave everybody an opportunity to become part of this great league that is known as the NFL.
Right.
So I don't care what the hell you're talking about, Mike Brown or Wayne Weaver or Jerry Richardson. Now, he'll never say that.
Right.
He'll never be that way because he's too dignified for it. But I think that his presence is significant in the sense that it should give the old guard owners knowing that, you know, they do have a voice in the room. That is also a guy that's built a new stadium that does have debt on top of that stadium.
Right.
And is trying to sell tickets and to keep his team afloat as well.
And what other income does John Mara have, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm sure
there's investment income and things of that nature.
I guess so.
You know?
I'm saying, it's not like John Mara owns, you know, Beefsteak Charlie's. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he has private investments in
well, you know,
different
you know
things.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Like, his money comes from the Giants and what his dad built.
But I'm saying, though, that they have made enough money and there's enough personal wealth there that they're obviously invested in
you
other
and I
things.
Should bring Beefsteak Charlie's back.
You think so?
We call it Beefsteak Boomers.
Beefsteak Charlie. Yeah. You know, it's B&C. Beefsteak
Charlie's. Yeah. B&C. But I think we should charge more for the all-you-can-eat shrimps.
Right, exactly.
It's no wonder they went out of business.
You think Geisha would supply the shrimp?
I think we could do a deal with Geisha, 100%.
So?
Yeah, I think you and I should open up the Boomer and Carton Grill at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. I don't see why we're not doing that.
I thought it was going to be the saloon.
Yeah, what happened to the saloon in Manhattan?
Well, Boomer Food Bar that.
No, I didn't. Oh.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
We had one meeting and you dropped the ball on that.
Oh.
Did you not? There was
well,
a meeting.
Well, the one meeting
and
was,
you
hey,
dropped
hey
the
Craig,
ball.
You're going to have to put some money into this. I'll see you later.
Oh.
No, you dropped the ball on that.
No, I didn't.
It sounds
I
like
say,
you dropped
why
the ball.
Don't we go to the Mets and Yankees, have the B&C Grill.
Right.
We sell, we serve, everything we serve in the helmet. We get back to that, right? We do the Geisha shrimp in a helmet. Very simple. We do the Premio sausage in a helmet, right? And we do some fries in a helmet. Call
yeah, fries in a helmet. Call
burger in a helmet. Dog in a helmet.
Fries.
I don't know why. What are we doing?
I
helmet. Food.
The best thing would be.
Moguls.
Why are we not doing that?
The cheese fries in the helmet because it keeps the cheese
yeah.
inside.
Hey, Al, do me a favor. Can you get me Lantrost on the phone and Newman on the phone? There's no reason why we don't have the B&C grill. And like a few times a year, you and I will man the grill like Boog Powell does. I don't know what we're doing over here.
You and Al could do that. That'd
no,
be
no,
great.
You and I need Boomer and Carton. Hey, Boomer, I need 3 sloppies, 1 burger, and a dog.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to go to the hospital. I just cut my finger off.
Listen.
Anytime we get behind like a bar
listen,
or something like
listen,
that, you get hurt.
Listen, I will be
did
in pain.
Did you not slice your finger off?
I'll be in
pain. Did you not slice
yes, I did.
Your finger off?
Both of them. My middle finger and my ring finger.
I mean, oh my God.
To the bone.
Does
I mean,
the finger work yet?
No. I will be in constant pain the rest of my life, and you mock this. That's how it is.
The idiot's trying to open up a bottle and you know slice
it. Maybe if you were too busy throwing footballs into the river and instead helping me bartend, I would have cut my finger.
First of all, we're down at the Island
tell
Mermaid.
Tell the truth what happened.
Well, we're over at Fire Island at the Island Mermaid.
That's
we're having
right.
an event over there.
Our
and
annual
Craig and I, right?
That's right.
Are going to be the guest bartenders there.
That's
we're
right.
the guest bartender. We are literally behind the bar, no more than maybe 2 minutes.
That's right.
And I see you go running out
yeah.
with blood shooting out of your fingers.
That's right.
And you're running, and I'm like, where the hell is he going now?
Yeah.
And I realize you cut your finger
no,
off.
No, not just cut.
You sliced
I sliced
right?
my two fingers down to the bone. I severed the artery. Oh. The nerve.
So since I've known
I'm
you,
not done.
So since I've known you, you busted your ankle.
Broke
you ripped
ankle.
Your hemorrhoids.
That's right.
You sliced your finger off.
To the bone.
I mean, you're a mess.
I have no feeling in my fingers, though. And they say it may never come back.
Busted
I'm in constant pain. Do you understand
you know
that?
What? I'm thinking,
a keloid scar.
Right.
I'm a mess.
I'm thinking that we need to put you back in traction and start shocking you up.
My parents had the right idea. Lock him up.
Boomer, you know at this grill, he'd be up. Trying to take the wieners off the hot grill with his bare hands and burning in the tips.
And why would you want to take wieners off
right.
of a hot grill with your hands anyway?
Yeah.
Who
well,
said
what,
I wanted to
do that?
Well,
Al said that.
I can just see like when it's getting busy.
I could put Boomer in a hairnet, put some gloves on him, have him start serving some slaw. Let's go. I'm going to set it up. You're in. 50-50.
It'd be very popular.
Of course it would be popular.
That would be great.
We have a 50-50 partnership. All right? Do we have to give the fan any money out of that?
No.
You sure about that?
No, we ain't giving the fan anything.
You sure?
No.
Just want to make sure I do it the right way. Above board. Coming this spring to the Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, the Boomer and Carton Grill. Dogs, sausage, hot dogs, fries. Call it a day. All on a helmet, by the way.
All on a helmet.
That's right. That we charge extra because you charge them for
yeah,
the helmet.
Yeah, your helmets.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Here's Jerry Reller. They're going to play the game.
We want to charge those fans.
Whatever we can do, let's gouge the fans.
Right.
I'm going to act like an NFL owner and an NFL player. I'm going to gouge the fans. Hey, listen, it's $15 for a Boomer and Carton hot dog. You have a problem with that? Go buy your hot dog somewhere else.
There you
you
go.
Like how I roll?
I like how you
Are we going all beef hot dogs or are we going pork? What are we doing?
I'm a beef guy.
You like the beef?
Oh, yeah.
You like it boiled or you like it
no,
grilled?
I like it grilled.
You can't boil a hot
I'm a
dog.
Grill, I'm a grill guy.
There's
no.
nothing better than the dirty water dog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, grill.
Well, that's a soubrette. That's a different type of thing. That I don't mind. I like that too, especially with the mustard and onions.
That's right. But in our grill, we're right. grilling. We're
yeah,
grilling
I
and
think
chilling.
I think we got a grill.
All right, what do you got, Jerry?
That's what we call it, grilling and chilling.
There you go. Jerry, you want to go or no?
I'd like to, yes.
I mean, we're out of time here for you. Got a nice, attractive woman who'd like to play the game. Got NFL fans who like to bitch and moan, but you're just sitting there not doing anything.
Jerry, if you're just going to do updates about hot dogs and wieners and things, we could just move along.